This is KUT. This year, Austin's roads are more dangerous than ever. The rate of fatal car crashes is nearly double what it's been in previous years. It's only July, and soon the city will have more traffic fatalities so far this year than we did in all of last year. Those statistics alone paint a grim picture of road safety in Austin, but it's also important to hear from the humans behind those numbers. KUT's Terrence Henry brings us one of those voices.
This is Tina Michelle Pitsley.
Jake, look what I found! Come here, Jake!
That's what she sounded like at Christmas a few years ago. She was giving a present to her dog.
Can you pull that side? No? Why, because you don't have opposable thumbs? Come here.
Tina Michelle moved to Austin in 2009 to start her own business as a fitness coach. A local TV news crew did a short story on her class. In the video, you can see her pulsating and bouncing to the rhythm with a huge grin. Here's one of her students.
So much fun, and Tina is just really infectious and fun and makes you laugh.
I could run like the winds before, 5 minute miles, and I was very, very athletic before. I was about 100 pounds of muscle before this.
This is Tina Michelle now. 2 years ago, on Memorial Day, she was out for an afternoon run. She had one last intersection to cross before she got home. The road wasn't a very busy one, and it had a stop sign before the crosswalk she was about to enter. She looked both ways, saw it was clear, and continued her run.
As I was crossing, I noticed a truck coming out of the neighborhood down the street over here. He was approaching very rapidly.
A large black Ford F-150 truck was suddenly speeding towards her.
It went black, and then I remember no feet. There was no ground underneath me anymore.
She blacked out. The crash impacted her head, shoulders, and legs.
I don't know if that's what triggered it or what, but my vision came right back right then, and I saw his rear tire rolling straight for my face.
It's been 2 years of surgeries, rehab, and piles of medical bills her and her fiancé have been struggling to pay ever since. Their plans to get married and start a family were put on hold, and her identity was altered by a traumatic brain injury in the crash.
Things are very different. I'm very different. There's things that I want to express, and I can't even get those out. I guess this is hard. Honestly, the biggest thing that I've felt is that I've felt like a ghost.
She shuffles her leg now, wearing a brace. It's difficult for her to lift her foot. While she wasn't one of the over 700 Austinites killed in car crashes over the last decade, she feels like her identity has suffered a fatal crash. And what happened to Tina Michelle has been happening more and more on Austin's roads, with increasingly serious and fatal results.
I mean, there's a lot of people that suffer when somebody dies or gets seriously injured.
Art Fortune commands highway enforcement for Austin's police department. When a car crashes in Austin, his officers respond. Visiting him in his office, you'll notice a stack of papers on his desk.
So there's 10 pages, and it's front and back.
This is the list he keeps of the fatal crashes in Austin.
Location, the victim or the driver, and date of birth, a case number, and what sector of the city it occurred in.
This list will likely be twice as long by the end of the year. Fortune says they're not sure why 2015 is seeing such a drastic rise in fatal car crashes, but there are a few patterns.
Most of these fatalities do occur late at night. Most of them do occur Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
APD isn't sure that the city's new hands-free law, making it illegal to use a cell phone while driving, has made any real difference. Other causes of serious or fatal crashes are drivers speeding, ignoring stop signs, and running red lights. Intoxication is a factor in over half of the crashes, and this week the department expanded their DWI team so it's fully staffed 7 nights a week. The police could also focus more on drivers with suspended or revoked licenses. They are driving in a quarter of the fatal crashes. And prosecutors could do more. Only a handful of the dozens of fatal crashes this year have become criminal cases. But the most difficult part of reducing the fatal crashes? Changing driver behavior.
I mean, a car is a great thing, but it's also a 2-ton projectile. and it can do an awful lot of damage. And we have to remind ourselves of that.
Art Markman is a psychology professor at UT Austin. He studies distracted driving and behavioral change. And he argues that what could help reduce car crashes is treating reckless or impaired driving as a public health issue. Make bad driving the new smoking.
You know, most of us don't get into crashes most of the time. And so it's easy to lull yourself into a false sense that you are invincible, that the crashes happen to someone else until they happen to you.
In an effort to promote safe driving, some cities are adopting a policy called Vision Zero. The campaign pushes a simple idea. Any road death is too many. Austin City Council adopted Vision Zero last fall and will consider an action plan to begin implementing it this November. The program started in Europe, and it uses education, enforcement, and road engineering, like making intersections safer and slowing down road speeds, to reduce fatal crashes. The idea is that crashes will still happen, but they don't have to be fatal.
If you've driven any length of time, even if you've never actually contacted another vehicle or pedestrian or anything, you have had situations in which it almost happened.
Overall, car crashes kill 3 times as many people as guns do in the U.S. It's one of the top 10 causes of preventable death in the country. And even in non-fatal crashes, like the one that hit Tina Michelle Pitsley, the consequences can last a lifetime. She's made significant recovery since being hit, regaining a lot of her speech and memory. She started doing light physical therapy at the gym, but she still doesn't feel whole.
I'm trying every day. That's the only thing that I can hang on to. I will say that I have very strong doubts, and I know there are things that will be permanent from this.
Some people tell Tina Michelle she's lucky to be alive. She says she tries to think that way, but she's not sure she always agrees. Terrence Henry, KT News.